Hey guys, welcome back. This is an episode of Problem Solved, which is a segment where Rebecca Smith and I attempt to solve problems. We really don't. We really just laugh at each other. And this episode, we're talking about food, meal planning, eating with our family, shopping, all those types of things that consume so much of the time of a mother. I usually don't start this off with any of my own words. However, we were talking about something that I felt like you would not understand if I didn't give you the backstory. In this episode, I talk a lot about how we are having some financial troubles at the Thomas house. And it's because, well, it kind of just started with my daughter making a choice that was not great, but it was very expensive. She felt like it was a really solid move to take her friend's wiener dog and push it through a little window out of a treehouse down to her friend who was going to catch it below. Well, her friend did not catch the dog. And my daughter loves animals. Arguably, she loves them more than people. I think she would say the same thing. And so she did not intend to hurt the dog, but she just felt like, I have no idea what she thought. She thought it was going to be fun for the dog or save her time in getting the dog out of the treehouse. I have no idea what was going on in that 8-year-old head, but the dog got broken. And my husband and I had the opportunity to spend several thousand dollars to give the dog a surgery. And my bad, I did not budget for giving surgeries to other people's dogs. So it caught us by surprise. The dog is ironically named Rocket Man, and he launched us into, pun completely intended, a new season of our finances where we just really have to pay attention to stuff and try to build up all of the savings that we lost in an instant. So I talk about it like it's the worst thing ever and like we are starving and almost homeless, and that's not accurate. I just am dramatic and negative. I don't know why I'm like that. It actually has really been a blessing to be forced to have self-control, and I appreciate that there's a funny story behind it. But I'm not allowing my daughter around treehouses and dogs for maybe ever.
Did I tell you that I went crazy the other day? I unplugged the TV.
Really? Okay, set the stage. What happened? What started this?
So my kids ask about watching their screens like literally every second. It drives me nuts. I feel like my battle is me against screen time all the time. The minute they get home, the minute they wake up. And I just, they have all these toys and they don't play with them. Mm-hmm. Like none of them. Like, why did I even buy Christmas toys? I don't even know. Cause they don't play with them. I just kind of lost it one day. It's not the best moment.
So what's your screen time like rules?
Well, that was the problem is we didn't really have any.
Okay.
I'm a very big feeler. So I make a lot of decisions like how I feel,
okay,
which doesn't translate well to like parenting.
Okay.
And so I just felt like we were on it too much. Their attitudes were terrible.
Yeah.
They really were terrible. Like, I know how I feel when I'm on the internet too much.
Yeah.
I think it affects kids too. So anyways, okay. I just sort of lost it. I unplugged the TV. I unplugged the Xbox, which we had bought my son for Christmas. So that was really nice. And
how did that go? Was there great rejoicing throughout the land?
My husband like took all the kids out of the house. He's like, I think mom is losing it. I think we need to go give her some alone time.
First of all, you didn't throw the TV out the window.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? So like,
yeah,
all is not lost.
I had much self-control in this whole episode. So
do you want to know our screen time rules?
Yes, I would love to know.
Okay. This works well for me because they cannot get it together.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have your room clean, your homework done, and a happy heart. They cannot do all three. It's like the impossible dream. They can't do it. So that's what works for us. And then every time I have to be like, okay, I need you to stop crying over you know, multiplication. And if she won't, my daughter, I do not make my 4-year-old do multiplication. Then I take off like 5 minutes every time. And so there's less crying and whatever. So that's what works for us.
Yeah.
And they don't watch a lot of TV.
I wish we just didn't have. I want to go back to 2008, honestly. Yeah. I mean, but then we wouldn't be doing this, you and I. Oh, so, yes. You know.
It's just not worth it. We must stay in the present. We must fight the good fight. Okay, so I have a bone to pick with you. I didn't have it earlier when we tried to record. It didn't work. It's okay. A recent bone. So I went on to Insta Stories and I found that you sold some Better Life bags. And I did not get to it in time because I was trying to be present with my family. And because of that, I missed out on some deals.
Yeah.
I feel like I should have, I know I've never met you in real life, but I do feel like I should have some kind of inside track.
Yeah.
I mean, we solve problems together. Like, I feel like we're a team and you kind of let me down.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. There was another Instagram friend very upset about the similar situation.
Okay.
She was at the doctor's office and she missed it.
Yep.
I don't know what to say. And to clarify, this was my personal account selling some of my old bags that I don't use anymore. Yeah. This wasn't like a massive sale, you know.
It was massive in my heart.
I'm sorry. I also sold a Vera Bradley. Did you see that?
I did see that. So that was kind of a conflict. What is that, a conflict of interest?
It's a good bag. Before there was Better Life bags, it was Vera Bradley.
You had to have something.
Queen of my heart then.
We
couldn't
just hold everything in our hands.
My maid of honor, actually, Vera Bradley purse addiction was in my maid of honor speech at my wedding.
Okay.
She did like top 10 things about me or something. And Vera Bradley was, I don't know.
I've never gotten into that.
I lived in the South. Okay. It's like a Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina thing. And I don't honestly know if it is anymore because now that Better Life Bags is around, you know, there's no need for Vera.
No. Nope. Mm-mm. Okay. So food.
Food.
Feeding everybody. Wow. It's a beating. I know. Let it out. This is stressful for me. I know.
I'm holding up a post-it note. I forget that everyone can't see us.
No.
One of my notes for this.
Your only note for this whole conversation. Be honest.
We tried to record earlier and I didn't have any notes and Emily was pretty upset with me, you know, saying that she has to pull all the weight around here. So I tried to make some notes and really what all came to my mind is this is so stressful for me. Anything that has to do with, I don't understand why my kids need to eat 3 times a day, 7 days a week.
Plus snacks.
Mine don't get snacks.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
They don't ask for snacks?
No. They're playing their video games too much.
Okay. she says with a bitter expression. Jeez. Okay, so listen. My kids know 10 o'clock is snack time and 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And they are in there getting just... I know when they've eaten because they leave it everywhere.
Yeah.
Makes me so angry.
Are you type A?
100%.
Yeah, I can tell. 5 minutes off your screen time, 10 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
Yes. We are a well-oiled machine over here. We're really not, and I'm just stressed out. It is 9:53. No one is eating. Oh, man. I try to be calm.
I'll look on Instagram stories. That's my favorite place to hang nowadays. And people will be like starting to cook dinner. And then it will hit me like, oh, man, like I've got to do that. I need to cook dinner for my family. Like nobody else is going to do that. And now is the time. Other people have already started half hour ago soaking their meat in. What is this? Boat on Dante. I don't know what I made.
Okay, so I have a pressure cooker book and I had this meat because, you know, we're at the Great Depression at our house because my daughter broke that dog. We are using stuff that we have in the refrigerator.
Had that in your refrigerator?
I had like this beef chuck roast or something. And so I looked up what can I do in a pressure cooker with that. And that's what came up.
Pretty impressive.
It was so good. You've got to try soaking stuff in wine.
Anything.
Mac and cheese. Toast. Doesn't matter. Anyway, it turned out really good. So you don't meal plan is what you're telling me.
The reason this is stressful for me is because I don't meal plan, because it's so overwhelming for me to sit down and look at Pinterest or wherever I'm trying to find recipes and figure out what to feed all these mouths.
Okay, so what do you love to cook? Like, what's your go-to that doesn't fail type of a meal?
Pasta.
Okay. Well, what do you put on it? Butter?
Butter.
Okay.
Butter, and my kids call it green cheese. Parmesan.
Oh, because it's like, in the green can. Mm. So good. You know they're going to school talking about green cheese, and they're like, your mom is gross.
That's probably in the fridge, too, to be honest.
Oh, man. Okay, so for me, it's spaghetti is just super simple.
Yeah, I'm writing this down.
Okay, and this is what you add to spaghetti, because I am not one of those people who cooks with my feelings. I have to have a recipe because of the aforementioned type A problem that I have. But for spaghetti, you add some fennel seeds. You know fennel?
No.
It's in sausage. It makes it really good.
Okay.
And anything that seems Italian.
Just add it.
Just put it in with some onions and garlic.
Okay.
And a pound of ground beef, because it comes in pounds usually.
Yeah.
And then the regular spaghetti sauce, and then red wine.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
How much?
My people like all as much as you are okay with not also drinking. Because as much as you put in,
you can't drink it.
It's away from. Yeah. Anyway, so then it just makes really good meal. And my people like green olives, so I put that in too. Nope. That's gross. Okay.
There's meal one for this week.
Meal one. Just the meal one. So budgeting.
Hold on. I'm not done with meal planning.
Okay.
Because I feel like in my perfect world, what I would figure out is 5 or 6 super easy meals that then on Monday we have the spaghetti with all the wine on Mondays. Okay. And Tuesday is Taco Tuesday because it's alliteration. And Wednesday.
You have to have alliteration in your meal planning. That's what I
would do. I would just, you know, we eat the same things every time. I think my family would be totally fine with that.
You just can't come up with 5 and like stick to them?
I know it sounds really terrible.
No, it's fine. I was just wondering if that's...
I really can't.
That came out more accusatory than I meant for it to.
With your furrowed brow.
Apologies, yes.
You really can't? I know. I hope that there's someone listening that can relate to me, because it is the hardest thing in my life.
Wow. All right. This is what has really been helping me this month, because I'm new at meal planning. Because I, too, at like 6, I'm like, whoops, missed it.
Missed the window.
Stay at home, mom. Missed it. That really snuck up on me.
I know. I get it.
Yeah. I do feel especially bad as a stay-at-home mom who really mostly doesn't cook. What am I doing? Thankfully, my husband doesn't ask me, what are you doing? But this is going to sound so dumb. But the night before, I think about what I'm going to have for dinner. And I take, if there's something frozen, I take it out. And then at like, after lunch, I start thinking about what's happening for dinner. And it's so much more pleasant when it doesn't spring up on me at 6.
Really good. Because that's a huge hindrance. All of my meat currently is frozen.
Yeah.
So there's no meat happening.
Yeah. So the night before, though, just put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And then it's already kind of in your mind.
I think I need a big painted wooden sign in my house that says, what's for dinner?
Okay.
You know, it could be like on a pallet.
And then I think you would just walk by and be like, I don't know. Stop asking.
Then I would stick my post-it note that says, this is too stressful for me. Stick it up there.
Here's my other thing that may not be working for you is the Pinterest is overwhelming, because you just see so many recipes that look amazing.
Where else do you go, though?
I've got nothing. I go to Pinterest. I'm just saying, like, if you, it's hard because I think I see something that I like, but then I know, oh, this person won't eat that and that person won't eat this. And then I just get frustrated. Did I tell you that I gave it to my husband for a week because I was so frustrated?
Yes. How did that go?
He knocked it out of the park. Every freaking recipe was amazing.
Yeah.
So annoying. But then I told him how frustrated I was, because that's my habit, is to constantly talk about how frustrated I am to him. Those people who say, like, oh, well, I didn't want to bring it up to my husband. I wish that was me.
Mm-hmm.
I bring everything up to my husband. He's the most patient person I've ever met. Anyway, he did point out that my son literally threw up into his plate because he didn't like one thing that he made.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some vomiting that happened. And I didn't remember that. Everything else was really good.
Didn't remember that?
I don't know why I didn't
the table into the food.
I take things so personal, but when it's him and he's doing really well, I can just kind of overlook that, whatever, he threw up on his plate. It's a problem. It really is a problem. And who was it said, T Quick on Instagram said that she takes it personally when she gets negative feedback on her food. And I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Do you?
It's been like 6 hours making it.
And you have to think of it.
Yeah.
Shop for it.
Right. I know. I don't grocery shop anymore.
Oh, yeah. What do you do? Shipped?
I use that Shipt. It's pretty much changed my life.
Okay. Tell me about it. How much more expensive is it?
I think it's significantly more expensive, unfortunately. It's okay. Like $99 for the year, but then you get free delivery. So you don't have to pay for your deliveries each time. Although okay. Technically you're supposed to tip. So I am paying. It's the tipping that's getting out of control.
You just tip too much?
I don't know how much to tip. How much would you tip 20%? A grocery?
20%? Oh,
I have no idea. Of your grocery bill. So like if you spend $200, that's $40 tip.
Okay,
right?
No, I would definitely not. There is not a protocol for this.
There's no protocol. This is brand new territory. It's stressing me out.
You were blazing the trail. Yeah. Well, does it say on there like this is
how it doesn't. Much? It gives you, it says no tip. It's an app. So after they deliver your groceries, it comes up. You could do no tip, 3, 5, 10 or other, and then you could put something else in.
Oh, so 10 is like the max?
You could give 100 if you push the other button.
On accident. So no tip is an option then?
It is, yeah. But will people stop delivering to my house? Will I be red flagged amongst the Shipt shoppers?
If no tip was not an option, they wouldn't make it an option. That is kind of jerky.
I know, because what if they're getting paid like waitresses, you know, like $3 an hour? I don't know. Anyway, I love that I don't have to go grocery shopping.
Okay, because you don't like it.
Yeah, I don't enjoy it. I don't have time to do it. I don't want to bring my kids there. That's like the worst thing ever. There's other things I would like to spend my 2 hours alone doing rather than going to the grocery store. So This is an area that we've decided to spend a little bit more in. And what I love is when we come home from vacation because we go on vacation like every other week, you know, and our fridge is empty.
So nice. Yeah.
It's really nice. I just, on the way home, I load our cart up and I get it delivered like for an hour after we arrive at home.
That's amazing. I never thought about that.
And they will deliver also if you're on vacation, if there's a Shipt company wherever you're vacationing, they will deliver to you on your little beach house or whatever, wherever you're at.
I want your life.
I got grocery shopping figured out, Emily.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like this is a polarizing, like homeschooling and breastfeeding. Just kidding. Grocery shopping. No, not quite. But I love grocery shopping. I do. I really like it.
What do you like about it?
I like about it because mostly I am by myself.
Yeah.
Because I don't take my kids. Even when I take them, it's not that bad. What I like about it is it's a task and I love getting tasks done. Mm-hmm. So it's really like a gratifying part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, because of all the recent financial downturn in the Thomas family, I have had to go to Aldi. And because I like grocery shopping, I like going to Trader Joe's. And it's not that much more expensive in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just so many cool, fun things to try. And so I try them with reckless abandon. And so then it just spends a lot more money.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to Aldi. But listen, I'm on track to save like $500 this month.
No.
Yes.
I checked in with you 2 weeks ago and you said you've saved $70.
Okay, but then some weeks were even less. Listen, back off, girl. I've done the math. I've calculated. I've crunched the numbers.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
I might give that a whirl.
Whatever. You won't.
Whatever. I won't. Yeah. I walked into a grocery store, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago. I couldn't find anything because I haven't been in like 7 months, 8 months.
It's been that long.
They deliver our diapers, our wipes. Any shampoo that I need. I'm all about hiring it out. Now I just need anyone out there want to come cook for me. I would pay you.
Yeah. And then you can ask what's for dinner. Okay. So cutting the grocery bill. I was going to ask you how you do that, but you don't. So that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So Walmart has something called a savings catcher and you can put in your, and I don't like Walmart.
drives other people out of business. I don't like it. But when you have to save money, like if Aldi doesn't have what I need, I go to Walmart. And I super don't like Walmart. My kids, whenever we drive by, are like, why do you not like the store with the star on it? I'm like, I just don't like it. So now that we're going there all the time, they're like, we don't know who mom is anymore. But they have something called Savings Catcher, and you can put in your receipt. And if it's lower anywhere around any of the things you bought, they give you back that money.
Like any other stores?
You know, they find like 30 stores that are competitors with Walmart. Mm-hmm. And they look at everything that I bought, and then whatever is cheaper at Kroger or whatever, they will give me back that money.
Oh my goodness. Does that make sense?
So then you can then just use that at Walmart.
You can only use it at Walmart?
I think so. I don't know. So far, I've saved like $4. But it's only been like 2 weeks.
Not worth it to me. I could find $4 by walking around my neighborhood. Okay. Maybe not.
I would like to see that. Can you put an Insta story about that? Yeah. I want you to become those looking for change. I want to walk with Jesus looking for change. Oh, I want you to be one of those people with the little metal detectors that you like see on the beach. Can you do that for me?
Yeah, I don't have a beach around me.
Well, you just need to do it with the metal detector around the neighborhood.
Oh, sure.
Until you find $4, then you can stop.
Under the snow.
Because it's apparently that easy. So this girl on Instagram, Adopted Kings, said she suggested Prep Dish. I think it's like a meal plan, and it's largely paleo, and you pay for the meal plan, and they send you the meal plan, the grocery list, and the recipes.
See, I knew there was something like this out there. What was it called? Prep Dish?
Prep Dish.
Okay. You know, another thing I tried years ago was emails. Have you heard of emails?
No. Is it good?
It's similar. It's they send you a weekly grocery meal plan.
Okay.
And the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah. Why am I not doing that currently?
I don't know. Okay. So then there's also, I use Plan to Eat.
Okay.
Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay. This is what I love about Plan to Eat. It is a little bar at the top of your computer. So when you're on Pinterest, you click add Plan to Eat. You put it on your menu bar. And then it, whatever recipe you're in, it adds it to Plan to Eat. So then you've got that recipe. Then it turns that recipe into a shopping list. And then you don't actually go shopping. I get that. But then when I'm actually inside of the Aldi, wishing there was music because it's way too quiet in there, you can touch the thing you just put in your cart and it goes away. So then in the end, you have a shopping list with nothing on it, which is helpful because I always forget the thing that I wrote too small or, you know, whatever.
Didn't bring a pen. So you're like trying to cross things off with your like nail polish.
Yeah. It's messy. Or you like blood. You have to like prick yourself so you can
cross off your grocery list. I do go grocery shopping on my phone.
You do go grocery
shopping. Add things to my list.
That's true. And it's hard for you.
It's stressful.
Yeah. And this is, you're really in it with us. No, you're feeling bad about that. It's all right.
Okay, hold it though. Aldi doesn't have music.
Aldi is quiet as a tomb.
Is this all Aldi's or is your particular Aldi broken?
No, no, it's all Aldi's. Have you been in an Aldi?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, so you go in order to get a cart, you bring a quarter. Because the, listen, we are budget shopping. Don't laugh at me. Shipped.
Do you get this your quarter shipped. Back?
Yes. Okay, so you put the quarter in the little, because all the carts are connected in a cart train. Yeah, yes. So put the quarter in, get your cart. Shop around, bring your bags, or you are holding that stuff.
Okay.
And so then, but there's no music and it's so quiet. And that's when my kids start to like want to make fart noises and want to say inappropriate things and whatever.
Yeah.
They say they're trying to save money, but how expensive is turning on the radio?
Right. I was going to ask why. So it's a money saver.
That, and then, and I didn't know this, but all the big barcodes are so that you can check out faster so that they have less staff so that they can have the prices cheaper. Because there is like two people working.
At the entire Aldi.
Yeah, there's like one person checking out at all times.
Hmm.
But it goes really fast because their barcodes cover the entire package. They're so big. There are barcodes all over the product. It's an interesting experience. I wonder
if they could save a few printing charges and play some music. Like, don't print as much on your box and play some music.
But then they don't have to look for a barcode. They just
throw it across. And then you catch it and put it in your shirt if you didn't bring, like, a box.
Your shirt, yes.
Like, you know,
but then you bag it yourself. That's the other thing. You bag it yourself and then you put your cart back yourself to get your quarter back And so they don't have to have cart people.
So they're bribing you. Take that cart back.
And I'm in such a predicament that I will do it.
Yeah.
So some people said that cooking with kids helps the kids get more excited about eating the things. That didn't work for me. Have you tried cooking with your kids?
No. As we've discussed, I have trouble even cooking by myself.
Right.
Although maybe I should just hand this whole thing over to my children, to my 7-year-old and 6-year-old.
That would be interesting.
Just like have them go at it for a week. You are in charge of dinner.
I have done that when I have no motivation at all. I'll just say, all right, pick something. They think it's really fun. And we end up having something completely disgusting. So my kids, cooking with them did not help them like what we were making. But I sent my daughter to a cooking camp this summer.
Okay.
And then having someone else tell her that enchiladas were good and things like that, all of a sudden she's like, Mom, we really need to make egg drop soup. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? You were willing to try that? So that's what worked for me. Cooking camp. But are your kids picky eaters?
They eat Nutella and bread. So yes, they are picky eaters. And they're all picky about different things. Like my son doesn't like cheese.
What?
I don't even know how he's existing. But and then with their pasta, because that's the one thing I do make, they all like it different. One wants it with sauce. One wants it with butter and Parmesan. The other one wants it with just Parmesan. So you have to like keep all of the, you know.
Yes. Go ahead.
Do you cater to all those picky eaters? Or do you just say, well, your husband does. This is what you get. Vomit in it if you don't like it.
My tendency is to not cater to anybody. Take it or leave it. I say that's what I need on a sign in my house, take it or leave it. But I really do try to make it within reason. Like if I'm going to, the kids don't like things all mixed up. And so if I'm going to make a salad for me and my husband, I will keep things separate for them because they're pretty good about vegetables and things like that. And so I'll just keep those separate and then they're happy to eat them. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't, usually whatever kid is not acting completely terrible, if they request something, then I'll try to make it if I can.
Like egg drop soup.
We've not gotten around to that because that sounds kind of gross to me.
Yeah. The name isn't very appealing.
No. So vegetables. What we do in our house is we use them as like currency.
Okay.
If you want more Hawaiian roll, which my kids love Hawaiian rolls, then you need to eat 3 carrots or 2 cucumbers or some tomatoes or whatever. And so they know now, before they ask for more of whatever they want, then they will preface it with, Mom, I had 2 pieces of apple. Can I please have this? So that kind of works good for us.
Yeah.
And putting all that stuff out before the actual dinner comes. So on the table, I put veggies and fruit.
Okay.
As they're hungry and coming around wanting dinner, then they eat that and they're happy to eat it because they're hungry.
But they snack at 3 and they're still hungry.
My kids are constantly hungry. My son ate 4 hot dogs yesterday. He is 4 years old.
Wow. No wonder you're on a budget.
Yep.
I just don't feed my children. And then easiest way to budget.
That's really good. That's really good. Okay. So meal planning. Any other thoughts on that?
I need some quick tricks. I have one trick to my name and it might spark some new ones for you. So I've recently, when I go grocery shopping on my phone, I ask my Shipt shopper to pick up a rotisserie chicken.
Okay.
Like a hot one.
Yeah.
And then I shred it and we eat it for different meals all throughout the week.
What do you turn it into?
Shredded chicken rolls, wraps, chicken salad, chicken on salad, chicken enchiladas, sort of. Just roll it in a tortilla and put some shredded cheese on it.
Great.
Yeah. But I need more of those things.
Okay. That's already cooked.
Well, or just tricks.
Okay. So something I saw, you know how Trader Joe's has samples?
Mm-hmm.
Back when I used to go to Trader Joe's in the good old days, if you get taquitos, like the frozen ones, and then just pour a can of enchilada sauce on top of them and then cover that with like cheese and scallions and black olives, if you like those, and then bake that. It's kind of like enchiladas, but super fast.
Reminds me, have you ever heard of Sandra Semi Homemade?
No.
Sandra Lee is her name.
Okay.
I don't know if she's still around. This is back in my early married years when I was a homemaker and made meals for my husband.
Uh-huh.
She does that. So she takes like, it's called Semi Homemade. So you get like certain things that are canned or frozen like that. And then that would probably be one of her recipes.
It's good.
But then everyone's telling you like, oh, they add sugar to everything that's canned or the preservatives or shop the perimeter of the store only. There's all these rules.
Back to this is stressful for me. Post it. We just have to flash that.
I'm going to hold it up every time.
Yeah. Okay, so I have really been loving wraps. Just wrap up anything, and it really feels like you've done something. So I've been taking chicken salad,
mm-hmm.
taco seasoning,
mm-hmm.
mash up an avocado,
mm-hmm.
and roll that up, mm-hmm. slice it on the diagonal.
Ooh, fancy.
Put a toothpick in it.
And some wine. Put some wine on top.
It's really good.
Do you have the toothpicks with the little frillies?
I don't have frilly toothpicks. We're on a budget. Okay, so this is my new favorite breakfast that I got from my Revelation Wellness little thing I'm doing with yes. Elisa Keaton. Tortilla.
Okay.
Peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Roll up a banana in it. Bam. Breakfast. It is so good.
It's amazing. I do love peanut butter toast with strawberry slices on it.
Whoa. Yeah.
It's like peanut butter and jelly. Come on. Stick your tongue out.
I'm sorry. I just took a left turn at strawberry slices. Then that's good. Speaking of toasters and peanut butter, one of my favorite childhood memories is when my mom would make me peanut butter toast. And when I was old enough, you know, when you're like starting to explore the kitchen and do stuff on your own. Well, clearly, since the peanut butter was always melted, she must have put the peanut butter on before she toasted the bread.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where it wouldn't be melted.
Of course.
So I slathered on that peanut butter, toasted it, lit the toaster on fire. Turns out peanut butter's flammable. I didn't know. So anyway, then I tell my mom the toaster's on fire. So she was a single mom. She was tough. I probably just would have I don't know what I would have done because I know I'm so not tough compared to her. She just took the flaming toaster and opened the back door and threw it in the yard. And she saved my life.
Wow.
Toast first, peanut butter later.
Peanut butter later.
Yep. Okay. Another easy breakfast is when you take a piece of toast and then cut out the middle with the upside down glass.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And then put an egg in it and fry an egg.
Yes. With avocado on top.
Oh, I never do that. Mm-hmm. So nice.
And I actually use a heart-shaped cookie cutter.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. You say you're not a homemaker. So good. What else? Anything about that? I'll just take this part out.
I figured. Now, when I listen to your podcast, I can tell. I mean, I can't tell only because you take out breaths. You know what I mean?
I do, and I probably shouldn't.
No. I think it's good. And I only know that because I've taped with you, and then I've listened to how you edited it. I was like, oh, that's good. That was quick and like how we should have been talking.
Yeah. Oh, man. So funny.
So I'm trying to compliment you. You have great editing skills.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
They should pay you more than you're getting.
the big in the sky who doesn't have a checkbook. The Honey Home on Instagram said that pancakes are a really big hit at their house.
Mm.
Do you find that that's true?
Yes, they're huge. You know what I dislike about pancakes? They make my hair smell. Similar to bacon. You know, you have to have bacon with pancakes. So really, it's probably the bacon that's the culprit here and not necessarily the pancakes.
And you can smell your hair later? I never can smell my hair.
Wrap it around to your nose, you know?
Why are you smelling your hair?
Because it smells like bacon. Bothers me.
Okay.
It makes the whole house smoky.
Yeah, I don't love that. So have you ever done it in the oven?
No. Pancakes?
No, bacon.
Listen, I've told you about my skills, all right? I was about to write that down. Make pancakes in the oven.
Oven roasted pancakes.
Okay, so bacon, I'm still liking this.
Yeah, I mean, you just put it on a cookie sheet and bake it for an amount of time on a temperature. I don't know, I have to Google that every time. But that works.
Yeah.
But pancakes are definitely a hit. And someone else said they cannot make pancakes to save their lives. I'm trying to see who it was. I can't remember. Nat Goo on Instagram can't make pancakes.
Even just the box?
They didn't elaborate.
Okay.
This is how. Okay. So I used to prematurely flip the pancakes.
Yes. Or cook them too hot on too high of heat.
Yes.
That's another problem. Common. Yes.
Okay. It is common. I like coconut oil to cook in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, is that what you use?
I use the spray Pam coconut oil.
Oh, I've never.
They may not sell that at Aldi.
burn. Solid burn right there. You have to let it, you know, let it cook around, let the outside look cooked, and let there be bubbles that are popping on top.
Yeah. Do you do it in a skillet, or do you have like one of those tabletop pan things? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I had one of those plug-in tabletop pan things. I think that is the official. But then it, you know, the plug part that you're not supposed to get wet?
Right.
I got it wet. And so now I'm back to skillet. So any other things you need to talk about specifically with?
Let me think. We talked about grocery shopping. We talked about picky eaters.
But now I want to talk about actually the mealtime experience. Because it's the worst. I don't know. Maybe it's just my house.
No, it's terrible.
It is so hard.
I'm really proud of you for at least trying to get your family to sit all down together.
I do try.
It's really good. It is a rare occasion in our house when we're even really home at the same time for dinner.
Okay. But whoever's home, like you all sit together, right?
We sort of eat on the go. I don't know how to describe our eating procedure.
Okay. So you're like out every night? You have stuff every night or what?
Well, for example, tonight, let me just run you through my week real quick. Okay. So tonight I clean the house on Monday nights. So Neil takes the kids to McDonald's to play in the playland for a couple hours. And so they'll eat there. And I'll just grab something quick from the fridge, like leftovers or rotisserie chicken shredded. Yeah. Okay. Then Tuesday, we go and visit one of my seamstresses and she cooks for us every time we go over there.
Kidding me? So
I don't have to worry about dinner on Tuesday night.
So I need staff is what you're telling me.
Yeah. You need employees.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday night, I usually meet with a friend. So I eat out with her. And then Neil just deals with the children and whatever they're going to eat and himself. Thursday night, we traditionally have Bible study, which now the new routine is that everyone's coming to our house and I have to cook for 12 people. So not only do I not know how to cook for five, but I'm going to make a soup this week. That's my like, that can feed a lot of people. So
can everybody bring their own stuff? Can you rotate?
We could. Yeah.
Okay. But since you love cooking so much.
Since I love cooking. Yeah. And then Friday is pizza and movie night, so we order pizza.
Okay. So you've really managed to not have to cook that much.
I really don't even have to.
You don't even need to be part of this conversation.
I should not be here right now.
But it would be awkward if I was by myself. Okay, so dinner table issues, were you to have any?
Right.
What happens that's not great?
My son, my 7-year-old son, is pretty much into random squawking.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's annoying, especially when you're sitting like right next to him.
Yeah.
He listens to these. So I love you, Jonah. I love your squawking. So creative and theatrical.
Oh, very. Okay. So my daughter is 8 and she growls.
So it must be like a 7 first grade, second grade sort of thing.
Yeah. It's a thing.
It's what they're teaching them there.
Yep. Yep. As I mentioned, my son just vomits into his plate.
Right. Do you make him continue eating?
No, that basically, that's...
That was it.
He wins.
Yep. My brothers and I did that when we were younger with Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
We were forced to eat them and we literally gagged. And I remember things coming up and we never had to eat those again. So it is an effective, you know...
It is. And he knows it. And he knows it. So... Yeah, we got to work on that. But okay, so I've talked about the dinner table, like the bowl of rocks thing that we have that helps us like discuss things. That's helpful because at the end of the day, I'm just fried. I don't feel like having conversation. I don't feel like listening to growling. So it gets us on a different game plan.
Say the name of those again in case people don't.
Milestone Blessing Bowl is what it's called. And it's just got little, it's dinner table topics, but they're made out of clay. And so... Mine are covered in spaghetti sauce. They're just a little chipped and a little bit dirty, but they're well loved.
Exactly. What about kids standing up, rocking back in their chair? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? On their knees. Oh,
wow. Yes. One time I may or may not have bungee corded a child to the chair. Not like super hard, just as a gentle reminder. That mom was losing her bananas.
The other day at Panera, I saw a man pull off his belt and I thought, oh, where is this going? I, you know, didn't smack, just wrapped it around his child and I just wanted to give him a high five. So Like, that's you awesome. So.
That's creative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then the problem is they repeat that and say, Mom bungee corded me to a chair. But that,
right.
That's not the whole story.
Not the whole story. Write that in your Friday journal at school.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. My friend Rissa, her on Instagram is happy to see you. And she tells her kids, you don't have to like it. You just have to eat it unless you can actually vomit right here, right now.
Mm,
and I can
which
see
son what can do.
She would say that, which my son can do. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I can't use that one anymore.
Uh-uh.
Okay. So this girl, Blanket B1, says her husband downloaded something called a soundboard app. Have you heard of this?
No.
And just recorded mealtime phrases. So they only have to push a button and say things like, sit down, stop growling.
My gosh.
Don't you dare throw up.
That is amazing.
I know. That is some serious good parenting right there.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. We are no longer parenting our children. We are just using phone apps.
Yes. Soundboard app.
Soundboard. That's
transform
amazing.
Transform dinner time. So yeah, my kids, I just make one thing. And if they don't like it, then we make sure they have a big breakfast in the morning. Because when it's reasonable, and I know that it's things they normally like, they're not going to die if they miss a meal.
Exactly.
Of their own choosing.
Mm-hmm.
So is that what you do, or do you? What do you do?
Yeah, we do that. I mean, when we eat at home. I think what we recently struggled with is our kids, it'd be 8 o'clock, and they're in bed, and then they're starving.
Mm-hmm.
So we've really had to nip that in the bud by 7 o'clock. We're like, this is your last opportunity.
Yeah.
To tell us that you're hungry. So go get a snack if you need to eat something. That's it. 12 more hours till you get to eat again.
I know. And then I feel bad when I'm like, last night I was eating cheese and crackers in my bed. And I know they were not allowed to have any food.
It's the benefit of being an adult.
It's true.
They'll be there someday.
Oh. What? Do you feel done?
No, I wasn't going to say that.
Say something. Oh, man. Have you ever tried meal delivery services? Probably not. Like Blue Apron or whatever.
No. Mm-mm. Those seem excessively expensive to me, but I don't know because I haven't researched it.
So I've done Blue Apron and it is more expensive. I did it just because I had the free one, but then I forgot to stop the free one. So I got to pay for it. Ooh, whoops.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. And my husband and I really enjoy cooking. And so these meals are nicer meals that you wouldn't normally cook. They're not wrapping up a banana in a tortilla, if you know what I mean. So anyway, we really, really enjoy cooking together as like a hobby thing. And so I like Blue Apron, but again, we're not in that kind of a Blue Apron place right now.
Thanks to the dog.
Man. We grill peanut butter and jelly sandwiches sometimes.
That's fancy.
It's easy because it just makes it all warm and gooey.
You have a thing for melted peanut butter, don't you?
I do. I really do. You got me.
You really like it.
So what else? So, that's everything I have. I hope we've solved every problem.
I know. I'm kind of walking away from this conversation not very encouraged, Emily.
Wow.
I feel like...
It's a tough crowd.
I don't even make meals.
Okay, so how are you going to solve this cooking for 12 people on a weekly basis thing then? You've got to get some kind of plan.
Yeah, I'm going to make soup every time.
No, you can't do that in June.
Cold soup.
Gazpacho? Gross. I have never even tried that. It sounds so gross.
I know. Typically, when we have people over for dinner, we order out every single time.
Okay, so you really aren't, you just, this is not even something you're going to be incorporating, I don't feel like. Do you feel like it?
I wrote some notes down. I wrote
baked pancakes.
Put the pancakes in the oven. Life changing. I do need to meal plan. My husband appreciates it when I have a plan for dinner. So
okay.
On the nights that we're home. So I am going to walk away from this conversation and look up Prep Dish or sign up again for emails because I know I like that.
Okay.
Plan to eat sounds very complicated with this whole like computerized meal bar, but
it's really easy to install the bar in your menu atop. It doesn't take, and once you do it one time, you're done.
I'm going to research all that.
Pioneer Woman, go to her website. Everything is good on there.
Okay.
And this is my secret. If you're going to Google a recipe, put best in front of it.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Okay.
See, world's best.
See, I thought I made that up. So now I'm walking away from this discouraged.
Well, should we tell everyone that we have a cookbook coming out?
Yes.
Yes. Melted peanut butter drenched in wine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's on the cover. It's not that pretty of a picture. But yeah, that's mainly the only thing we have. Oven roasted pancakes.
Rotisserie chicken.
Okay, so let's just talk about something else. Do you have anything else? Should we just be done?
Give me a moment. I had something else. Oh, I am fasting from the internet on the last 7 days of every month. I did a big break and you didn't like that I did that because you felt like I wasn't pulling my weight in marketing for the problem solved episodes.
Okay, so first of all, you're kidding. I'm not like, there's no behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I'm not just a slave driver. Okay, go ahead.
But I'm really excited about it. My kids are also going to be off their screens for the last 7 days of the month. And I know it's okay. She gave me this terrible grimace.
Well, that's a lot of days.
I really enjoyed my break from the internet. I love the internet too much, I think.
Okay.
A lot of times. Whoa.
Hold the line. I unplugged my microphone. You love the internet too much.
Continue. Yeah, I love the internet. I love connecting with people on the internet. I love watching people on the internet. I love creating content for the internet. And because I'm an introvert, it totally drains me. Mm-hmm. And that was a realization I had like 4 months ago.
Okay.
Like, this internet thing is kind of how I get social interaction. And there's people, like actual people in my life that actually need that as well.
Yeah.
And so.
Good.
I'm going to try the last 7 days of every month to kind of refresh for the next month and do my power sheets.
I love that.
And just rest, like binge watch Netflix, whatever I want to do.
So good. I miss Netflix.
You what?
We got rid of Netflix.
Oh, because you're on a budget because of the dog that flew out the window.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Emily.
Can I have your password? I'm just kidding. Kidding. I don't want your password. Listen, my scared face, I really am supportive and I think it's awesome. I think it's really, really good. I just had a scared face.
Yeah.
It's more like the emoji with all the teeth. Ooh. It's more like that. Okay, so how are your power sheets going?
Well, good. Let me get them because they're right here. Look at all those boxes filled in.
Filled them in. That's so good.
Aw.
How's walking with Jesus going?
It's really good. I've really enjoyed it. Neil was out of town for the last week, so I could not figure out how to get a walk in. So I'm about 6 days since my last walk, and I'm really like anxious to get back.
Okay.
When he's home, it's easy to just like escape for 45 minutes and just go walk around the block, you know?
Yeah.
But when you're trying to do it by yourself. If he were to be gone for long periods of time, which is possible because he's in the army, I would hire someone, I think, to come stay with my kids for an hour so I could go walk or exercise.
It's that meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's
nice to get out and reset. And
yeah.
I got to find $4. So
yeah, you need to rent a metal detector, find $4. Okay, so I think you said that people, you invited them to join you for both things, the walking with Jesus and the turn off your internet for 7 days.
Yep. So walking with Jesus, I have maybe like 10 people doing it with me, maybe more, 10 that I know of. So. Okay.
And what do they do? How do you interact with them during that?
They use the hashtag online. So I see, or they'll tag me in their Insta stories, which I think is how most people are doing it, is they're just taping themselves, their feet walking and the music playing.
Okay.
And then I'm going to attempt to start a movement of getting off the internet for certain days a month, which is strange to start an internet movement about getting off the internet.
But okay. I love it. So do you have a name for the movement?
Yeah. In the Quiet Place.
Hashtag In the Quiet Place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 7 days, the last 7 days of the month or the last calendar week?
I'm going to do the last 7 days of the month. People can do whatever they want. I just think it's important to get out of the noise of the internet, whether it's just for 1 day or 4 hours or a weekend, and just sit in the awkwardness of quiet. And
yeah, I agree.
When I did that last November to December, I walked away with so many new ideas because I just had to sit with myself and my own mm-hmm. thoughts and mm-hmm. not be influenced by other people's ideas or worry about plagiarizing or taking someone else's ideas or things like that. Anyways, this isn't okay. funny, Emily. We're supposed to be serious.
No, it's really good. I think that I'm learning to be okay with saying no to myself, which I really don't like doing. And since as a grown-up, you kind of don't have to, largely. Right.
Can eat cheese and crackers in bed at night.
I loved that. I will not say no to that. But yeah, I think that's a good idea. I might join you on that.
Really? Yeah. 7 days?
Yeah. I mean, the thing that was hard was the idea that your kids also wouldn't be.
Yeah. You know, I sort of just threw that in there right now. So. Told you. I make decisions based on how I'm feeling.
I think during those 7 days, you may not be feeling that anymore. So funny. No, but I love that idea. Yep. It's good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have any more steam.
No more steam. We're done.